Steve Transeth. He's the energy senior energy policy advisor for the Clean, Affordable, Renewable Energy Coalition of Michigan. Steve, how are you?
Good morning. Great to be on your show.
Tell us about CARE.
Well, CARE is a diverse bipartisan coalition of both community and government leaders, business and labor, power providers, electric customers, who are committed to clean energy here in Michigan and promoting a cleaner environment. We are opposing a proposed constitutional amendment that will require a 25% renewable energy standard by the year 2025, because we believe that the approach and how they're attempting to do this is wrong for Michigan and is the wrong way to go about reaching the goals that we stand for.
How is it wrong?
Well, there are many reasons why we are opposing this constitutional amendment, but there are two primary ones. The first is it attempts to amend the Constitution. You know, there are over 20 states in the country that have some type of renewable energy standard, and if we pass this proposal, we'll be the only one that have done it through some type of constitutional ballot. And the reason for that is very simple. I mean, the Constitution is just not meant to be a document that should be amended in this fashion. It's supposed to be a broad document that establishes our principles and rights of our citizens, and to use this in a manner to carve into the Constitution the promotion of one type of energy, clean energy, to the exclusion of all others is just simply wrong. And it'll actually hinder our ability in the future to actually meet our energy needs and to adopt and to use new technologies as those become available in the future. The second primary reason is this is going to be huge cost to our ratepayers. Even by their documents, they're estimating that the cost could get into the tens of billions of dollars, and somebody's going to have to pay for that, and that's going to be our homeowners and businesses, and it's going to stymie the economic recovery that Michigan is currently on.
There's a better way to do it. Those are the words you just used. What is that better way?
The better way is to go through to use the statutory process, which is what Michigan has already embarked on. In 2008, we passed a 10% renewable energy standard to be accomplished by the year 2015. We think the better course of action would be is to stay the course, let it play that way out, and then, with good, solid data behind us, make informed decisions about what our next step should be.
Now, Steve, your opponents are saying this is just big business that doesn't want to spend the money. They want the profits. They don't care about the future and about what our kids and our grandkids may have to deal with.
That is just rhetoric. These people that are proposing this are wrapping themselves with the green energy flag and hope that the voters won't look too closely at the language of this proposal. We believe that if anybody takes the time to actually look at what they're trying to accomplish with this, they'll come away with the unmistakable conclusion that this is wrong for Michigan.
What's a reachable goal, do you think?
Well, that's part of the problem tonight. We don't know what that reachable goal is, and I think that we're on a very reasonable, practical course by trying to reach 10% by 2015, and when we get there, we're going to be in a better position to be able to ascertain what should be our next steps.
Well, it's just
This figure that they've reached out for is just arbitrary. It's a campaign slogan, 25 by 25.
It's just 10%, and 25%, you know, and you know, you've got 12, 13 years for that. We can't do that?
Well, you are talking about 150% increase over what we already have set as a goal. And that could be accomplished. It might not be accomplished. But I think that we shouldn't arbitrarily be making decisions about what that should be until we have good, solid information to make that basis.
How long do you think it'll take to get that information?
Well, I think that we're going to get that in over the next few years. And don't forget that one of the problems we have with this proposal, it limits us to what types of technology might be available to us. It limited us to solely to the renewable aspect. And there's a lot of different types of clean energy technology out there that could be available to that we won't be able to take avail of, because we will have to be forced to go down this path of pursuing, in this particular case, wind technology.
What is that clean technology you think we should be exploring?
Well, the goal should be, what is going to reduce are harmful emissions into the environment. And that can include anything that achieves that end, whether it is improved improved energy through natural gas, nuclear power, clean coal technologies, or maybe that next new innovation that's going to come around the corner by some great mind at U of M or MSU that's going to come up with how we can produce our electricity and do so in a manner that's not going to create pollution into the environment.
You sure you're not kicking that can down the road?
No, we're not kicking the can down. We are on a path. Michigan is committed to clean energy, and we are on a path, and it's a reasoned, practical approach that was arrived at by all the parties involved in this case, from environmentalists to the legislature to business in 2008, and we think that we should stay the course and continue on this path and let it play itself out before we start making radical changes to our Constitution.
Thanks, Steve.